Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hey, James, I don't know what we supposed to do on this podcast when Bray not here. Like, I don't know how did the rules
go. We just
go
through it. We just go through the, you know, we just go through the pod like we normally do. We doing a Patreon episode. We got a guest.
Yeah, we got to do something. We got to do something special up top. Do we got to do anything like cool?
What? No.
We got to do anything like,
we don't have to do anything.
We got to do like Patreon. Do we got to do like a song or something?
No, we've literally never done that. I don't know why you would ask that.
We never did a song? We never did a song? We should do, we start doing songs.
Okay, if you want to do a song, you can do a song, and we can listen to you do a song.
Just
right
saying,
now.
She'd be like, Patreon City. You see that? That was like a that was a doo-wop vibe. That was a doo-wop vibe.
I like it. Mm-hmm. All right, no, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Well, let's just introduce the guests because we got a guest.
Whoa, James, you just don't introduce a guest on the show. I know that part. We got to introduce the guests, right, James?
Okay.
Just wait for it. You're about to be amazed. It's about to be great. All right, okay.
Fantastic comedian, writer, please welcome Carl Tartt to the show.
Oh my gosh. It's been a long time. It's been a long time, fellas.
It's been a minute. Returning guests, right? Returning?
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think I haven't done the show since pre-pandemic, which congrats to y'all for still doing this.
I mean, is that a congrats?
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we've been going for a long time.
What year is this? Is this 10 years?
We're in 10.
We're very close to 10. Yeah, we're in the 10. Like we'll say 10 years at the end of this, if that makes sense.
Ain't no more movies, man.
Yeah. You know, Carl, what's so hard is I feel like we've been doing this so long that we started it when Oscar was so white. And now Oscars is a little tan. So, you know, it's a little brown in there, but then some of the brown movies don't be good. And we meet some of those people now. And then you got to have a conversation because you don't know if they listen or when you want to talk about a project, if you know their project was bad before. So
ain't that something? We are now entering into this stratosphere where these people might... I be getting people telling me like, hey, man, I like your stuff. And I go, hey, thanks. And then I go, wait a minute. What have I said about this person? You know what I mean?
When I saw Io on SNL with Jennifer Lopez and someone found the clip of her talking about J-Lo, which, again, how do you find that? My heart sank because I'm like, man. In them early podcast years, reckless.
Yeah.
Reckless.
But I don't think it's that people, for something like that specifically, I don't even think it's that people like looked for it. It's that somebody was like, you know, like because they're people that are just follow people, you know, and fandoms build, it's just like, didn't she say this? You know, someone just remember, hey, you said that shit. I remember you said that, you know, and then they just they put it out there.
I had a weird moment that I still don't know. It's still pretty like, innocuous to me, where a dude who I'm not going to say his name on here either, but a dude who is a popular internet musician and musician, I guess, live as well, just randomly messaged me out of nowhere, like, "Yo, man, thanks for the shout. I really like your stuff." And I was like, "Oh, dope. thank you, man. I like your stuff too." And then I went, "What is he talking about?" And then he never followed me back. Uh-huh. And I was like, did I say something wild about him? And he's like low key checking me right now.
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure that out. But
oh dang.
It's, you know, it happens, man. It happened to me twice. I didn't get checked, but a friend definitely wasn't as open until we had a talk about it once. It was a movie. I liked him in the movie, didn't like the movie though. So
right.
I felt like it was I praised him, just not the movie. But we handled it. It was good. So I've learned my lesson.
Now I feel like you can't be mad about that. We all actors. We all put projects out. I feel like Like if we are a part of something that may not be the most, that may not be the best project as a whole, I feel like we know.
Yeah. Also, yeah. Also, it's like, hey, I said you good. You know yeah. what I'm saying? You yeah. was good. The project though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See, James, this is how we start. This is how we start the Patreon.
No, honestly.
Deep discussions.
And that's good because, you know, and this is the one that's behind the paywall. So hopefully, you know, if there's anybody we don't want to offend, anybody at Death Row, we don't want Death Row coming for us. So, you know, this is behind it, but they would have to pay if they wanted to hear what we were saying about them. So, and that's
Daz Dillinger. Daz Dillinger has unfollowed the podcast.
Oh my God. Matter of fact, let me find. Wait, this movie came out in 2022,
but why do I feel like it came out last year? Do you know what I mean?
That's what I thought. Well, I thought it came out this year. Interesting.
There's two different. On the Wikipedia, it says it's 2024.
Yeah, like, oh, what okay. the hell?
Okay, yeah. Something else has 2022.
Yeah, I'm on Google, and the Google page says, that's so weird. It says October 12th. Maybe it's
well,
a release.
Just
I don't know.
Quick, I mean, I guess quickly, I should say that we are reviewing the film 1992. It came out in 2024, depending
it's
on who
you ask.
It's up in
the air. It came out.
Depending on who you ask. What's going on with the budget? The budget, got any information about the budget?
I couldn't find the budget.
Yeah, I don't see nothing about the budget.
Oh, it's
6.5 mil. Mm-hmm. And let's see, Rotten Tomatoes score. Okay,
I don't believe in the Rotten Tomatoes score, man.
But yeah, but that's what we always tell what the Rotten Tomatoes score is. We got it. It's okay, 65%. That's fresh. And 88 popcorn meter. So okay,
oh, popcorn's to the fan. God, that's right.
Yes, the movie is about, you know, is set right on the precipice of the Rodney King uprising. Okay, the uprising
also,
that happened.
Did it need to be though? Did the movie? We'll get there.
Well, yeah, right. I mean, that the conceit is like there's a lot of these movies and things that are coming out that are like using a big event to mask a heist. Like that's like there's a lot of those coming out around now. Like, you hear about that more and more. And so that's what that's why it needed to be, you know, they were like, okay, it's the rats why it's, you know, the what? Mm-hmm. Y'all know what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, for you, yeah, for you.
So they use that as a...
You just it. Gave up.
That's
you
it. No, that's all. That's all the movie. Should we just do initial thoughts quickly? Quickly do initial thoughts.
Carl, you're our guest. You first. Wait. For a second, Carl, you weren't born in LA, but you moved to LA.
Yeah.
Right.
I got here in '96 for the first time.
Okay.
So I was 7 years old.
Okay.
And the riots hadn't been that far away. What's funny was I remember my grandma. Saying to my mom, like, I don't want you out there, because it was like the riots happened and then the earthquake happened and then OJ happened.
Jeez.
And she was like, yeah, you're not going. My grandma told my mom, and my mom was young, so my grandma still had that kind of like, you ain't going. And my mom convinced her to let her go, but she was like, well, that boy's staying here. And so I came out to visit in 96, then went back to Mississippi for a year, and then bummer alert, my grandma started to come down with Alzheimer's, so I had to come. I had to come out here. So I count my official first year in LA as 98.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when you came, now this is for all the people out there, we should get to know our guests more. You came to LA because your mom was an actress, or is an actress as well, right?
She came out to pursue the business. She worked quite a bit in the 90s. You know, she pop up. I'll be like watching a Martin marathon on BET, sitting at the house. You know, they play like 10 episodes in a row. And I'd be like, hey, mom getting a residual check. I'll be able to see her pop up. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's so fire.
Yeah. She came out here doing that. And I didn't like it at first. You know, I was missing home a lot. But then I got used to it. By the time I got to like middle school and high school, kind of found who I was as, you know. I started to love it. And then I went back to Mississippi because I was being an angsty teen. and my mom was trying to get me to transfer schools. And I was like, we had moved to like Altadena. And my mom was like, you got to like go to school out here. That was before they built the train that went all the way to the west side. So I was like, I don't want to go to school out here. I finally have found my friend tribe. I finally have found my footing out here. I'm finally like in it now. I like the Clippers a lot. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm in it. I'm LA-ing now. You wanted this out of me. I'm finally here. And she was like, you got to transfer school. So I was like, so you're going to have to make me make all new friends and everything. I was like, man, I'm going home. I'm going to stay with you. I called Pops. I was like, can I come home? He was like, yeah, come on home. He had just gotten divorced from my stepmom and had moved back down to where we're from. He was living in Jackson, which is north central Mississippi. He came back down to the Gulf Coast where I'm from. And I was like, can I pull up? He was like, yeah, come on back. And my mom was at first not having it. And then I was like, man, I'm out. Angsty teen, 15. Got down there, was like, it's too slow, man.
I'm about to say, there's no way you can go back.
You can't go back unless you like trying to find yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or you're like the city, I need to get out of the city. I got a family. I need to slow this down real quick.
You need the quietness. You need the voices in your head. You need the bayou.
Yeah.
That's real.
I was seeing all my friends. That was when MySpace first came out too. So I was like seeing all my friends and I was like, I got to get back. And then I remember Fat Joe and Terror Squad came out with this song called Take Me Home. And that whole video was shot on Crenshaw, like where all the barbershops is at and stuff. And I was like, I got to get back. And I called my mom and I was like, I don't want to hear I told you so, but I'm ready to come back. But I want to go back to Hamilton, which is where I went to high school at. I was like, I want to go back to Hamilton. I'll find a way to get there. I'll take 5 buses in the morning if I have to. I just don't want to go to another school. Little did I know, she was already in the works to move into the area that my high school was in, which is West LA. And so we was moving over there and I came back, So I with all my friends from high school that all did 4 years, that they're always like, oh shit, Carl only did 3.5 years here. Like, because I left for a semester and went back to Mississippi for a semester, but graduated from Hamilton and lived in the area, and it was like the best time of my life.
Most like you're the most. I feel like I rarely meet LA people. Yeah. Being out in LA, especially being a transplant coming from like the East Coast, the New York area. So like when I think of LA, I think like you and 2 other dudes, like you, like I don't even want to say like Chinadu, like certain people. I'm like, yeah, these people are West Coast born and bred, like James Davis.
James Davis is very much like Chen is from like Lomita, like he from, but it's still LA. He's still like Hawthorne area. He went to Narbonne. James Davis and I are from like the same area.
What? First of all, the fact that you know both of them is crazy. Like I had no idea all 3 of y'all knew each other.
Yeah. Oh, Chenadu's like my guy. James and I met recently. He was doing UCB stuff. I've known him adjacently for years, but then he started doing UCB stuff and we became closer. But me and Chenadu rock for a long time.
What? Small world. I knew James Davis from Wildin' Out back, maybe before this podcast started. That's crazy.
He's been grinding,
if
man.
If you're talking Wildin' Out, it was before the podcast started.
Yeah, that might be before the podcast. Back to this movie, 1982.
Jonathan Braylock, James III, Drop Milligan.
What more can I say?
You know what it is.
Black men can jump.
Black actors, man.
Black actors.
All right.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.